At 6:06, it is overcast, 41 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high today of 61, and this morning, there is rain on the radar. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A private jet from Tulsa crashes in South Bend, Indiana. The remains of the jet are lodged between two houses this morning. Two people on board the jet were killed in the crash. Witness Mary Jane Claiborne heard the jet flying low.
Just like that. With this big crash, big boom.
The FAA says the jet had taken off from the Tulsa Jones Riverside Airport late yesterday afternoon. The dead have not been officially identified. The second-degree murder case against Amber Heberling could go to the jury later today. The woman is accused of pushing her husband out the high-rise window of their Tulsa apartment. A meeting is set for this evening at McLean High School to address chronic problems at the school and its feeder locations. Primarily, the Ed Labs program would focus on addressing low achievement at McLean.
And then also, it would involve really intense tutoring. It would involve hiring about 100 tutors for these eight schools. The cost is an additional $2,000 per student, so it's a pretty big investment.
The Tulsa Public Schools' Chris Payne says that the total would be about $6 million additional dollars each year. They're looking for ways to pay for that. The meeting will start tonight at 6 at the McLean Auditorium. The Truth in College Lending Bill is making its way through the state legislature. It requires parents to be notified about their child's college expenses by the end of their sophomore year.
What it says is this is the amount of debt that the average student gets, this is the chances they're going to graduate, and these are the jobs that are in demand in Oklahoma.
That is State Senator James Halligan. He is the former president of OSU. Two men are dead in separate traffic crashes on Oklahoma roads about 2:30 yesterday morning. 42-year-old Richard Pullman of Henrietta died on Oklahoma Highway 266 near Dewar in Maumee County. A highway patrol says Pullman's pickup truck left the roadway, rolled, and then hit a tree. Pullman was partially ejected. Then about 11:30 on Saturday evening, 59-year-old Alan Fraley of Shoto died after his vehicle left County Road 426 near Pryor in Mays County. The interior of the U.S. Capitol is getting a fresh coat of paint, and that is irritating Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn. Now, not because he doesn't like nice things. He says Washington is being hypocritical.
Every American family the last 5 years has been making tough decisions about priorities. You know, a wall can get painted 6 months later. It doesn't have to be painted today.
He says under the sequestration, the government should be cutting back, not painting hallways. The horse meat processing bill has the backing of the Oklahoma Speaker of the House. D.W. Shannon says the debate has turned extremely negative.
The politics of it have gotten terribly nasty. I've been very disappointed with the harassment that Representative McNeil has suffered, her family, and others. You wouldn't believe the language that's been used, the fear tactics, the intimidation, and the blatant lies that have been used.
The opposition makes the same claim, calling the bill an embarrassment to Oklahoma and supported for personal profit. Our weather forecast, partly clear today with a slight chance of rain, a high of 61. Clear and cold tonight, 34 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and nice with a high of 65. National Weather Service radar shows rain showers right down the old Maumee beeline this morning. They are moving toward the east, stretching from just about Glenpool down to Henrietta. Right now in Tulsa, it is overcast and 41. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.